Namaste, my dears. Welcome to episode 60 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. This is Kelly checking in with you, with my bebe, who is now 12 weeks old. And yes, it's been a while, hasn't it? We've been busy around here with baby, and I hope to have more time to share podcasts with you in the future. Today's podcast was recorded live. It's about an hour long, and it's an all-levels class. I think you will find there is something for everyone in it. I thank you so much for listening. Please do get in touch. You can email me. Do you want to say hello, Una? sunroseyoga@gmail.com. Stop by the website, sunroseyoga.com. Namaste.
We'll just begin by coming to a beautiful seat. A seat you can commit to for the next few moments, for the next few breaths. Allow the eyelids to become heavy and close. The hips and the knees release. Begin to feel the space between each vertebra with your in-breaths. Begin to feel a deep softening with your out-breaths. This is a practice of remembering that you are enough. You are already complete, already whole. And by turning our awareness within to the mechanics of the body, to the rhythm of the breath, to those spaces between the thoughts, we are able to fully remember that wholeness, the yoga. Now, just as we sit here and tune into the breath, I thought I'd reread one of my favorite poems by Derek Walcott, Love After Love. This, for me, is the yoga. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. So let's bring the hands to the heart center, to Anjali Mudra. And maybe tonight, as we begin this practice, we can set the collective intention to feast on the abundance that is our lives. Breathe that abundance into your heart center. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart. We'll slowly release the hands. Lift the face and softly lift up the head. And just bring our hands out to the sides and begin to shift your weight from left to right. Moving in a way that supports your body. Moving in a way that feels natural. Feel those spaces between the ribs. Spaces between the vertebrae. Your neck, release any tension. Let your hips soften a bit. And bring those movements a bit closer to center. And as you're ready, bring the hands in front of the shins. And we'll just walk forward into a gentle forward fold. Let your hands support you as your head becomes heavy. Let any tension drain from the crown of your head. Let any tension drain out the tops of the shoulders. And feel your hips soften just a bit. Now with your next inhalation, whenever it comes to you, shift your weight forward into your hands as you roll slowly to hands and knees. All fours, table pose, Chakravakasana. We'll place our wrists directly beneath our shoulders and our knees directly beneath our hips. And as you breathe in, scoop your tailbone just a bit and lengthen your spine from seat to crown. And as your next exhalation comes to you, curl your toes and lift your knees and hips. Hips will move high to the sky to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. And we'll just take in a few breaths here. Breathing and stretching, moving the body in whatever way feels natural. So if you'd like to bend the knees, bend the knees. You like to claw your fingertips into the earth. Do that. Let your thoughts travel from place to place within your body, sort of taking inventory. Noticing how each part of the body experiences this posture. Not worrying about anything. You are right where you need to be in this moment. And whatever comes up in the body is exactly the lesson that your mind might need this evening. You don't really feel lifted from the creases of the hips and the thigh bones, the femur bones begin to press back in space as we soften that space between the shoulder blades. Now with your next in-breath, let's step the right foot forward between the hands. And we'll stay on the ball of the left foot, so the heel is lifted up onto the floor. We'll come all the way up to Anjaneya Asana, maybe bringing the hands to the heart, and then circle sweeping the arms around and up overhead, reaching your fingertips high to the sky, and then relaxing the shoulders away from the ears. And with each breath in, feel that heart becoming a little more buoyant. And with each breath out, feel yourself softening in the shoulders, softening in the hips, softening in your jaw. From here, we'll inhale, reaching the fingertips forward and down to earth. And we'll exhale to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. And always lower the knees to the earth to support the low back or the belly. We'll stay here a few breaths. Inhaling and lengthening the body. Pressing out through the heels. And as you exhale, soften that space between the shoulders just a little bit more. Feel your navel draw in toward the spine. And that is where your breath is concentrating. That space just above your belly button, your power center, your Manipura chakra. And as your next exhalation comes to you with elbows close to your sides, lower knees, belly, and chest all the way down to the earth. Now, engage your hands. Claw them into the floor. And as you breathe in, pull your heart forward and curl it up to Bhujangasana, cobra. We'll stay here a few breaths. We'll press the tops of the feet into the floor. And as you do that, you might feel those inner thighs ignite just a bit. Beautiful. We'll lengthen from our heels all the way out through the crown of the head. Taking one more breath in. And as you exhale, lower all the way down to the earth. Now we'll do one more just like that. As you breathe in, just pull your heart forward on the floor before curling the upper back. Good. Now for more through the belly, you may wish to lift the hands up off the floor, but continue to press the tops of the feet firmly into the earth. Good. One more beautiful breath in here. Exhale, release all the way down to the earth. Now as you breathe in, press your hands into the floor and rock the hips back towards the heels to Bhaktasana Devotional. And as you exhale, curl the toes, lift the hips high to Downward Facing Dog. Good, we'll take in a full breath here, lengthening the body from the crown of the head all the way out through the sitting bones. As you exhale, just soften through your hands. Your next breath in, we'll step the left foot forward between the hands. Stay on the ball of the right foot, really engaging the arch of your right foot as you come all the way up to Anjaneyasana. And here, try to tap into the strength of your right leg, your back leg. And we'll do that maybe by bending that knee ever so slightly and pulling it isometrically toward your left foot. So pretend that you're practicing in socks on a freshly waxed floor. You do not want to do the splits. So scissor those legs together. Relaxing the shoulders. We'll inhale, reach forward and down to earth. Exhale to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, make your way slowly to plank. And as you exhale, lower either knees, belly, chest, or Chaturanga Dandasana. We'll inhale, peel the heart forward and up, cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale, float to downward facing dog. Take your time. Let your breath set the pace of your practice. Now as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. Lower the left heel down to the earth and we'll rise up to Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. Arms are out in T, gazing down the right fingertips. That left hip is peeling open just like a book. So let your tailbone become heavy. And as you do that, you might find a little more freedom in that left hip to peel it open. We'll sink into our left pinky toe. Let's inhale and bend the right elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the right thigh. And as you exhale, sweep that left arm around and up overhead. Reach for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. And then relax the shoulders away from the ears. We scoop that tailbone under and spin the heart toward the sky. Now, if you'd like, you can begin to lower that right hand down toward earth or to a block. But only if you can keep that spinning buoyancy in the heart. Never sacrifice that integrity of the sky or perceived deepening of the pose. From From here, let's inhale and come back to Virabhadrasana 2. Exhale, expand your wingspan. We'll inhale, straighten your right leg. And as you exhale, turn your toes to face the mirror. Excuse me. So feet are parallel to each other, both facing the left. We'll bring hands to the hips. Inhale, roll the shoulders up, back, and down. Press your big toes into the earth. And as you exhale, hinge from the hips, letting your heart draw toward earth, tucking the chin ever so slightly. Now keep that intensity in your back. Keep the tops of the shoulders drawing away from the ears and the shoulder blades drawing down the back. Softening through the front of the body and electricity. Oh, good. I want to see such beautiful things as I look around. Now, as you breathe in, root down into your feet, rise up to stand. And as you breathe out, turn your left toes to the left. We'll inhale the arms out to T. And exhale to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. As you breathe in, lengthen your spine from the seat all the way beyond the crown of the head. Exhale, sink into your right heel. And as you inhale, bend the left elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the left thigh. Exhale, sweep that right arm around and up overhead. Reach for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. And then relax the shoulder away from the ear. Find the electricity in that right side of the body, shining out through the fingertips, rooting down firmly into that right heel, into that pinky toe side of the right foot, lowering down if that's right for your body, but always finding that spot in the pose where effort and ease are balanced. Always coming back to your breath. As you breathe in, down into the feet, rise back up to Warrior Two. And as you exhale, just expand your body. Spread your fingers, find the electricity in your hands. We'll inhale and cartwheel the hands to earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Exhale, lower down nice and slow. Do what feels right for you. We'll inhale and peel the heart forward and up. And let your exhale bring you back to downward facing dog. Full breath in here, lengthening your body. Full breath out, softening to anchors. We'll inhale and step the left foot forward between your hands. Lower the right heel down. Rise back up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Turn the left palm to face the sky, maybe. Reach it forward as you breathe in, and as you breathe out, release your right hand back to your right thigh or your right calf. Extend that left hand skyward. Exalted warrior. As you breathe in, connect with the length of the spine. As you breathe out, maybe sink deeper into that left quadricep, making sure you can always see your big left toe. Sometimes that left knee likes to migrate inward. With your next breath out, come back to Warrior Two. We'll inhale and straighten our left leg. And as you exhale, slide your upper body all the way to the left before releasing your left hand, perhaps to your shin, extending the right hand toward the sky. So our shoulders are stacked, our palms are stacked. We're lengthening the lower ribs. Beautiful. Oh, gorgeous long spines. Now, bring your focus to your feet. Find a little bit of softness in your toes as you deeply connect the inner and outer ball of each foot with the floor. As you connect the inner and outer heel of each foot with the floor. Feel those spaces between the toes. Now as you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand. And as you exhale, turn your left toes so that they're parallel with the right. We'll bring the hands to the hips again. Inhaling, rolling the shoulders up, back, and down. Exhaling, hinging from the hips. Let the heart draw toward the earth. And this time we'll release our hands to directly beneath the shoulders. Now you're placing them on the floor or on a block. Now as you breathe in, begin to bend the knees. We'll flatten out the back and shift the gaze forward. As you breathe out, straighten the legs, let the head become heavy. As you breathe in, bend the knees, flatten out the back, shift the gaze forward. Exhale, come back to Prasaritabhadottanasana. One more just like that. We'll inhale, bend the knees, flatten out the back, shift the gaze. And exhale, forward. Now from here, pressing our hands into the earth, let's round the back as you breathe in, let the crown of the head become heavy. And as you breathe out, we'll arch the back and look up. Breathe in, round the back and let the crown of the head become heavy. Exhale, arch the back, just very gently gaze up. One more, just like that. Follow your breath. And we'll inhale back to a neutral spine. Bringing your hands to your hips, take a little micro bend of the knees. And as you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand. We'll bring our heels in and turn the toes out. And as you breathe in, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead. As you exhale, bend the knees, begin to sink into the hips. We'll scoop the tailbone under. Relax the shoulders. We'll pull those thumbs back in space. And ignite your hands. Shine out through the spaces between the fingers. Beautiful. Now, find that softness in the toes. Yes, good, good. Find that connection to the earth between the four corners of the feet. We'll inhale, slowly come back up. Exhale, release your hands to your sides. Now we'll turn those left toes so that they're, again, facing the mirror. Or angled in just a touch. And we'll turn the right toes back toward the front of the room. We'll inhale the arms out to T. Exhale, come back to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Turn the right palm to face the sky. Breathe in, reach forward. Breathe out, release the left hand back to the left leg. Extend the right hand side. Exalted Warrior. Move this knee. Yeah. Knee likes to go in. Mm-hmm. And we want it out. Okay. Now bend. Just gonna move it a bit toward the pinky side so you can see that big toe. Beautiful. Inhaling, lengthening the body. Exhale, feel the back of the body soft. Connect to that line from your right pinky toe. All the way out through the right pinky finger.
As you exhale,
excuse me, cartwheel the hands back to warrior two. Here's the Vajrasana two. We'll inhale and straighten the right leg. Exhale, slide the upper body all the way to the right before releasing your right hand to your shin. Extend your left hand skyward. Stack the shoulders. Spread the collarbones. Shoulders are moving back in space, so we're bringing the body into one plane. So we really should feel that in our left hip. Beautiful. Trikonasana. Lengthening those lower ribs. Feel the space between each of those ribs, connecting to the intercostal muscles in there. And again, connect to your feet. Find the softness in the toes and the intention, the intensity in the four corners of your feet. As you breathe in, root down into those feet, rise up to stand. Well, exhale, come back to Virabhadrasana 2. As you inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. And as you exhale, step to downward facing dog. We'll slowly inhale to plank. And as you exhale, lower down, either knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward facing dog. Take your time. Feel the very lowest part of the spine lengthening. Feel the shoulders softening away from the ears. And as you breathe in, lower the knees to earth. Let's curl the toes under and we'll separate the knees so they're wider than the hips. As you breathe in, just shift your weight forward so that your face comes way out over the tips of the fingers. And as you breathe out, press your hips back, and perhaps resting your bum on your heels. Maybe resting your forehead on the floor. Feel the low back relax. Feel the mid back relax. Feel the upper back relax. And as you breathe in, let's slowly draw ourselves back to all fours, table pose. And just shift the hips from left to right. Make sure that our wrists are directly beneath the shoulders and that our index fingers are parallel with each other, parallel to each other. Well, inhale and press the hands into the earth. Round your spine. Let the crown of the head be heavy and look at your belly. Now from here, we'll draw the belly toward the spine. So you're really rounding that back. You're really rounding out the back. And from here, we'll shift the gaze forward while keeping that round in the spine. So you might really start to feel this in the neck. Good. And now as you exhale, come back to neutral spine. With toes curled under, let's walk our hands back and come to a nice low squat. Heels can be lifted up off the floor. We'll bring our hands to the floor just beneath the shoulders. Now let your head become heavy. Let the crown of the head draw down toward earth. Now from here, press your hands into the earth. They might become a little more straight as you round your back again. This might really start to activate the upper back. Good. Now again, draw your belly button, your navel toward your spine, and shift your gaze forward. Beautiful. Let's just come back to a neutral spine. Maybe shift your weight from left to right. Now from here, keeping those hands about shoulder width distance apart, just beneath your shoulders. If you have long pants on, sometimes it helps from here to pull them up. You know where we're going with this. So we'll come up just a little bit with our seat. So straighten the legs just a little bit, and we'll squeeze the knees in toward the back of the arms. So you're hugging those knees into your biceps, using your thigh master muscles. We'll round the back, press the palms into the earth, draw your navel toward your spine, and then we'll shift the weight forward into the hands. Your gaze comes forward. Now lift one foot up off the floor. This could be your pose. If it feels right, lift the other foot up. Squeeze those thighs in. That is the action here. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now take a little break. Come back to earth. Shift your hips from left to right. Let's come back to that space. So hands are about shoulder width distance. We lift up just a little bit, lift up through the seat, and then squeeze those thighs into the back of your arms. Shift your weight forward, shift the gaze forward, then lift one foot. If it feels okay, lift the other foot. Beautiful. A room full of peaceful cranes. Bakasana. Beautiful. And as you're ready, float back down to earth. Maybe rock the hips from left to right. Let's press the backs of our hands onto the floor and just lightly shift the weight from left to right. And then we'll just come back to your knees. We'll be here for a few breaths, so if you like to fold your mat over or use your blanket here, do that. We'll bring our hands to our low back. Inhale, lift through the heart, open the collarbones. As you exhale, let the head just drop back gently. Let yourself fill completely with breath. Let go of that breath. We'll inhale back up. And as you exhale, let your hips drop back, resting the bum on the heels. And rest the forehead on the floor, maybe keeping your hands on your low back. Let your shoulders soften. And you rock the head from left to right, letting go of any tension. We'll slowly come back up to a seat. Maybe brace yourself as you come back to your knees. Hips will stay right over top of the knees as you perhaps move on to the next phase of Ustrasana, camel pose. You can either practice this with tops of the feet flat on the floor or toes curled under. We'll bring both hands to the low back just as we did before. And if it feels bad or feels all right, reach back for your Achilles or your heel, pressing those hips forward so they're stacked over your knees. And if that feels okay, release your other hand back. Lift the heart, open the collarbones, and release the head. Come out, one hand at a time, bring the hands back to the sacrum. Come back up. Release hips to the heels. And release the forehead to the floor. Let your heart soften completely here. Let your shoulders soften. Let your hips soften. We'll slowly begin to walk ourselves back to the seat. Placing our hands flat on the floor. Inhaling to table, Chakravakasana. And as you exhale, lower your elbows down to the earth. Just be with your shoulders. Bring your thumbs about 2 inches apart, pressing the palms into the earth. As you inhale, curl the toes under. And as you exhale, lift the knees and the hips high to the sky. Let your head become heavy in dolphin pose. The tops of the shoulders will be drawing away from the ears. Thigh bones pressing back in space. The head is off the floor, but it is just hanging loose. Good. Now, as you breathe in, perhaps sweep your right leg toward the sky. Just shine out through the ball of that foot. Beautiful. We'll breathe in and lengthen our body from the crown of the head all the way out through the ball of that foot. Exhale, release your right foot down. As you breathe in, sweep your left leg toward the sky. Shining out through the ball of that foot. Tops of the shoulders drop away from the ears. Shoulder blades drop down. Exhale, release. Inhale the knees to the earth. Exhale, let your hips drop back to the heels. Let your hips shift from left to right. Let yourself roll from left to right on your forehead. We'll slowly make our way back to a seat before we transition for our inversions tonight. It's a wild card. We can do whatever you want. This is my last night. But most likely you'll want a little piece of wall. So take your mat, little side of the mat up against the wall. And before we get going, does anyone have anything they'd like demoed? Or any particular pose? Yeah, you can use the mirror.
Oh, okay. For it.
We no limbs are ever flailing in here. It's very
right.
Controlled.
Okay.
So anyone? Anything that you'd like to have demonstrated before we get going? Okay, well then, let's do Shirshasana, headstand. Facing the wall, come to hands and knees. Drop your elbows down just beneath your shoulders. I probably shouldn't do this in the older room anymore. I don't know where my center of gravity is. Oh, I can just go right here next to you. And we interlace the fingers just like you're holding hands with yourself, like you're walking on the beach. Press the hand onto the floor. And it's not really cupped by the hands. You're pressing the back of your head into your thumbs. Now just to begin, drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Throw the shoulder blades down the back. We'll curl the toes and lift the hips. Walk the toes toward your elbows. This could be your pose. Now as you're ready, draw one knee in toward your belly, and then the other knee in toward your belly.
extending the legs toward the sky, pressing elbows into the earth, drawing the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Yes, definitely looks good. Now activate your feet. Flex the feet, spread the toes. Beautiful. I'll be around to check on everybody. Yes. Yes, beautiful. Yes. Just bring your knees in toward your chest first. Like a little ball. Yeah. And then lift your toes up off the floor right there. I'll hold your hips. Yes. Yes, perfect, beautiful. Yes, do you see what I'm talking about now?
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes. And how's your neck?
Good. Beautiful. Now, as you're ready, maybe float on down. Take your time. After that, let's come into legs off the wall, Viparita Karani. We come into this by squatting on one side of your mat with your booty facing your mat. We roll onto the back and then legs go up the wall. So imagine that my booty is touching the wall. Beautiful, yes. So we're in a deliciously inverted forward fold here. Feel that sacrum, that very lowest part of the back, connect with the earth. Hands can come to the belly, overhead, or out to T. If you would also like to use this as a jumping off place for shoulder stand, you can bring your hands to your sides and then press the feet into the wall, pressing the hips up so they're stacked over your shoulders. Then bringing your hands to your low back. And then maybe extending one leg. Maybe extending the other leg. Yeah, beautiful. I see lots of beautiful hips stacked right over the shoulders. And still here, legs are active. Those active legs will always help you keep a sense of anti-gravity when you are upside down. Let your gaze be nice and soft. Your breath stay smooth and easy. Chakra, the Vasuddha chakra, and the bridge between the heart and the mind. We'll slowly bring one foot back to the wall, and then the other foot back to the wall. And then you can use that wall to roll down with control. Take a few breaths here in Viparita Kapalani, legs off the wall. Melt down the temples, onto the earth. And draw the knees toward the chest. And just rock from side to side here. Take care of the low back. Roll to your favorite side, and then use the strength of the arms to press yourself back up to a seat. And we'll scooch sufficiently away from the wall so that you're not going to boink your head on it if you lean back. And so with active legs, let's maybe spread the toes and find that Barbie foot where it's like you're permanently in high heels. It's not natural, but it feels great on your feet. And we'll lower our elbows to the earth behind us. We're just relaxing at the beach, talking to your friend. We'll inhale, lift up through the heart. And as you exhale, let the head drop back. Let any tension drain out of the crown of the head. Now, if this brings up any pain in the low back, bend the knees, bring the soles of the feet to the floor. You can also experiment with bringing the soles of the feet together and letting the knees splay out. Lift the head. Take a look at your toes just to reacclimate to being right side up. And we'll slowly press ourselves all the way up to a seat. If your knees are straight, let's bend them. We'll bring our hands to the tops of the knees and lift the heart. Spread the collarbones. Feel some freedom in the low back. We'll come to your tippy toes so that there's hardly any weight in your toes. And maybe those toes just float up off the floor. Maybe your shins come towards parallel with the earth and you switch your grasp to the backs of the thighs. Maybe you extend the arms or extend the legs. Keep that lift of the heart, that length in the low back. Beautiful. And then relax your jaw. As you exhale, release the feet to earth. And let our head become heavy and just round over your knees. As you inhale, lift the heart, spread the collarbones. Find yourself going longer and taller. And as you breathe out, relax your grasp on those knees. Bring the soles of the feet together, letting your knees splay out to the sides. Now with your hands either on your shins or cuddling, holding your big toes. We'll inhale, lift the heart, spread the collarbones. And as you exhale, we'll hinge from the hips. Let your heart be drawn forward. And then we'll tuck the chin ever so slightly. Feel yourself lengthen from seat to crown. The back is still strong here and you're surrendering through the hips. Radhakonasana. The breaths begin to move deeply into the back of the body, to the the back of the lungs, massaging the back of the heart center, softening any tension or stagnation in the outer hips. We press our hands into the earth and slowly begin to walk back up to a seat. Take a moment to be enthralled by your own breath. Bring the hands behind the seat, bend the knees, and slowly lower all the way down to the earth with knees and feet as wide, if not wider, than your hips. We'll turn the palms to face the sky. Press the backs of your arms into the floor. Press your shoulders into the floor as you puff your chest. Now, as you breathe in, connect your feet with earth. Lift the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. Pressing your feet and the backs of the arms into the floor. Relax your jaw. Relax your face. Maybe spread the fingertips even wider apart. And then relax all of the muscles in your booty, all of the muscles in the backs of your thighs. Relax your calves so that you're fully in the front of your body. And we'll come up onto the tippy toes. And as you exhale, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time, taking your time. And maybe rock the knees from left to right. If it feels right, hug the knees in toward the chest, and rock from side to side. Feel the breath becoming deeper. Begin to make circles with the wrists. And the ankles. Take this time to make any final adjustments to your body, to make any final adjustments to your wardrobe before settling into your pose of final rest. You know what your body needs in this moment. Settle into that space. Begin to allow each and every part of your body to become heavy. Feel that heaviness met with equal support, both from the earth and from all we've created in this space. through our practice, both tonight and every night we spend here together. Slowly begin to bring your awareness back into your body. Beginning by noticing your toes. Noticing your fingers. Noticing the back of your throat. Begin to deepen your breath, inviting breath into the deepest reaches of your lungs. Notice how that deepening of breath brings movement. We'll continue that movement by wiggling the fingers and wiggling the toes. Circles with the wrists. As it feels right, perhaps draw the knees toward the chest. One last little lower back massage. And as you're ready, just roll to your favorite side. And take a moment there. Remembering the wholeness, the completeness that you feel in this moment. That is you. That is the yoga. On the path to remembering this space is both simple and extremely difficult. But luckily it's something that we can begin over and over and over again. It's a practice we can begin again with each new breath. With each moment of realization. And that is a beautiful thing. And as you are ready, just slowly begin to make your way back to a tall, beautiful seat, taking your time, moving from within. That tonight you could close by chanting the Lakshmi mantra, which is a mantra of abundance, a mantra that perhaps will inspire us to feast on our own lives every chance we get. I've written the words on the board, and I know it's a little tricky to read, but it's the text is Om Shrim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. Don't worry about it. They get easier the more you do them. We'll do this one three times through, followed by one big beautiful Om. And the chant sounds like Om Shrim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. Before we begin that, we'll take a full cycle of breath in and out all together. Deep breath in. And out. And in.
Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha. Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha. Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha.
I thank you all so much for sharing your practice with all of us in this room, for sharing your practice with me, for sharing your yoga with this space. My wish for you is to constantly feast on the abundance of your own life, to constantly dwell in that space of wholeness on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.